Miracles happen around us all the time, but we oftentimes too miss them. We are so blessed with the gifts of life, the gifts of family, and the gift of faith, but oftentimes we let our physical senses and our fragile ego make us think that we do not have enough. As a matter of fact, just this morning, K-Love, the popular Christian radio station, was just talking about the similar thing. They said that our brain is naturally wired to acknowledge and identify the wrongs, the not so good or lacking, as to solve problems that we often miss. And here's the problem. Because of that, we often miss the blessings that are interwoven in between each and every day. They call it hedonistic adaptation. However, the scriptures often identify it as a humanistic forgetfulness. We tend not to see or forget what God has done for us and the good things He has bestowed upon us out of His infinite goodness and divine providence, day in and day out, without us asking. Therefore, we as human beings have to expand our horizon and use our spiritual senses to see God's grace, to be in touch with God's grace, to sense it, working in, through, with, and each, behind each and every moment. Ask ourselves this question when we think that we don't have enough. Where is God in the present moment? What is He trying to tell or trying to teach me? Is my focus on this or that thing as I've expected? Or am I able to focus and leave my life in the hand of God? Am I in control, or do I allow God to be in control and guide me with His divine providence? Where is God in the midst of my life? God can do miracles if we are open to receive it, just like in the first reading today with Naaman, as well as in the gospel reading, the 10 lepers. Miracles happen each day, but we can only see His loving grace if we open our eyes to see them. You know, miracles do not always like extravagant or something that we think gonna wow us. Sometimes miracles happen in order to teach us in a very simple way. Some of the miracles that I have experienced on this Marian pilgrimage itself that I have witnessed in Lourdes. During one of our candlelight procession, I was walking behind a very elderly man, gray-headed, he was being lifted by perhaps one of his younger siblings, and this person is also gray-headed. And they're elderly, yet they're helping each other to walk the candlelight procession. And a few steps forward, I see a very frail and elderly woman, probably in her 90s at least. But yet she's being held on the left-hand side by perhaps her daughter, and on the right-hand side, her son. They're also older in age. They walk the whole candlelight procession. And whenever we begin, after each decade in Lourdes, we would raise up our candles and we sing, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. So they raise up their candles, and I can see the sense of devotion, a sense of love, a sense of perseverance, a sense of faith behind each step. For me, those were the miracles of faith, the faith that through perseverance, the faith that is genuine. And they, through their perseverance, their example, especially when they cried, whenever we sing the Ave Maria, made me cry too. It touched my heart and changed my heart. For me, that's this miracle of faith, a grace that God has given to us. And in those two examples, I believe this is who we are at the church. Sometimes we need the help of other people along our faith journey. And sometimes we're called to help those who cannot walk by themselves, to lift them up, to help them walk along the way. My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we ask, where are you, God, when I need you? Where are you, God, when things happen? Perhaps we are called to be God's miracles for another, for other people, by lifting other people up instead of pushing them down, to help them, to assist them, instead of creating more division, more hatred, more things that help us, make us become more hopeless. My brothers and sisters, true miracle happen when we have true devotion, and true devotion that is grounded in faith and perseverance. As in the second reading today, from the letter of St. Paul to the second letter of St. Paul to St. Timothy, do we believe that the Word of God gives us true liberation from sin and the enslavement to this world yet or not? Are we putting chains on His power because of our human reservations, or will we let the gospel set us free? St. Paul was happy to be a prisoner for the gospel. Will we too, willing to bear all things for the gospel? At each Mass, remember, especially before the Eucharistic prayer, the priest invites each and every one of you. What does he say? The Lord be with you. And how do you answer? Okay, you're mumbling. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your heart at each and every Mass. Lift up your heart and my heart to recognize that God is with us. The act of lifting up our heart is the act of prayer, the act of opening ourselves up so that we can see at God's see, to receive His love giving to us in the Eucharist at each and every Mass. Perhaps we go to Mass and we think that Mass is boring. I'm getting nothing from it. Perhaps because we haven't lifted up our heart. Is our heart lifted up beyond the mundane of this world, the repetitiveness and the things of this world? Are we lifting our hearts up to God? It's important that we lift this heart up to God in unison as a community of faith with people around the world, with the saints and the angels, to offer the sacrifice of Mass. And only when we lift up this heart can we truly give thanks to the Lord our God, because it is right and just to do so for what He hath already done for us. As a matter of fact, if we study Latin, that part, the priest said, "Sernum corda," lift up heart, right? Lift up your heart. And the answer is actually "Habemus est Dominum." It means we have. We already have. We already have, and we lift them up to the Lord. The action itself is the action of joy, the action that help us be focused and know that God is in our midst. My brothers and sisters, we have to remember that the Lord is with us, and we are lifting our hearts up to Him. This is our joy, to praise and to thank Him, to reflect on what He has already done for us and refocus what we are called to do as His disciples. Of course, this world can be hard at times, but we can never stop lifting up our hearts to the Lord in prayers and in worship. Else we'll be crusty, sad, hopeless, and resentful. My brothers and sisters, remember, in all things, give thanks to the Lord by lifting up your heart and my heart to Him.